New York, Rama. It was not a city. It was a machine. Norton had come to that conclusion in 10 minutes and saw no reason to change it after they had made a complete traverse of the island. A city, whatever the nature of its occupants, surely had to provide some form of accommodation. There was nothing here of that nature, unless it was underground. And if that was the case, where were the entrances, the stairways, the elevators? He had not found anything that even qualified as a simple door. The closest analogy he had ever seen to this place on Earth was a giant chemical processing plant. However, there were no stockpiles of raw materials or any indications of a transport system to move them around. Nor could he imagine where the finished product would emerge, still less what that product could possibly be. It was all very baffling, and more than a little frustrating. "Anybody care to make a guess?" he said at last, to all who might be listening. "If this is a factory, what does it make? And where does it get its raw materials?"
"I've a suggestion, Skipper," said Carl Mercer, over on the far shore. "Suppose it uses the sea. According to Doc, that contains just about anything you can think of."
It was a plausible answer, and Norton had already considered it. There could well be buried pipes leading to the sea. In fact, there must be, for any conceivable chemical plant would require large quantities of water. But he had a suspicion of plausible answers. They were so often wrong.
"That's a good idea, Carl. But what does New York do with its seawater?"
For a long time, nobody answered from ship, hub, or northern plain. Then an unexpected voice spoke.
"That's easy, Skipper, but you're all going to laugh at me."
"No, we're not, Ravi. Go ahead."
Sergeant Ravi McAndrews, chief steward and simp master, was the last person on this ship who would normally get involved in a technical discussion. His IQ was modest, and his scientific knowledge was minimal, but he was no fool and had a natural shrewdness which everyone respected.
"Well, it's a factory, all right, Skipper, and maybe the sea provides the raw material. After all, that's how it all happened on Earth, though in a different way. I believe New York is a factory for making ramens."
Somebody somewhere snickered, but became quickly silent and did not identify himself.
"You know, Ravi," said his commander at last, "that theory is crazy enough to be true, and I'm not sure if I want to see it tested, at least until I get back to the mainland."
This celestial New York was just about as wide as the island of Manhattan, but its geometry was totally different. There were few straight thoroughfares. It was a maze of short concentric arcs with radial spokes linking them. Luckily, it was impossible to lose one's bearings inside Rama. A single glance at the sky was enough to establish the north-south axis of the world. They paused at almost every intersection to make a panoramic scan. When all these hundreds of pictures were sorted out, it would be a tedious but fairly straightforward job to construct an accurate scale model of the city.